Yo, first of all, we want to give a shout out to Kaylee. Yeah, your boyfriend loves you, and he wanted to recommend this song. And it's by the Dandy Warhols, and what's the song?
Bohemian Like You. We love you, Kaylee. Your boyfriend loves you, Kaylee. This song goes out to you. We love you, Kaylee.
We love you, Kaylee. So hard to find. Just when you think you found me, the illusion in your eyes. That's why I love the moon. Thank you.
that's why I love the moon. Cause it's always there for me. Every night above my window. And that's why I love the moon. Cause it's always there for me. Every single night I look outside. Just when you think you found it, the illusions in your eyes, it blinds us all. So be careful where you look for love. Just be careful where you look for love.
Yeah. That's why I let the moon shine.
Cause through the time I've been confused on how to move on.
Stuck in between what wasn't and what could be the truth, huh?
Still up trying to escape the demons in my room.
You see it's no change dropping, we learn to maintain. And how could anybody else for pain when they brainwash us and watch us every time we make exchanges?
We're slaves.
Locked in a box and use our mind just to escape all the same. I'm tired of the pain, love is blind to the flame. That's why I look up, never hide behind the skies in the rain. Promises cooked up, exercising through denying the pain. That's why I look for ways to find whatever lies in the rain. Cause shit change. I don't blame my father for lamping. I believe that help. With me trying to grow is just still and trying to grow as myself. So understand it when I'm stranded, taking chances. Know I need that full flat on my back. Cause just relax and keep your seat back. Cause when you think, that's when you let time run and escape with your mind. Loving, that's what you think. So what you think? If love was easy to find, we wouldn't need it to complete our lives. So
please tell me.
So that was Bohemian Like You by the Dandy Warhols.
Yeah.
For Kaylee.
For Kaylee.
Of course.
And then
Why I Love
I
the Moon.
Love the Moon.
By Phony People.
Yeah.
A song that I thought.
I with three eyes and then people with no vowels.
Yeah. That was a song that I thought I was going to show Noah when we were doing this.
Little did he know.
Yeah.
It was like one
step
most,
ahead.
Yeah, one of the most played songs on Spotify. It was great.
Good song. Tune. Good tune, yeah.
Honestly, a great band. And I only listened to that song by them for so long.
They got some good stuff.
And then I was like, wait a second.
They're deep.
They're really great. Really great musicians. And we here at Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Allen Ruffalo.
are constantly trying to improve ourselves. And quality control is very important to us. So we were actually wondering if the gentleman who asked us to give a shout out to his girlfriend Kaylee, if that terrible shout out didn't make you tune off.
Yeah, if you guys are still together.
Yeah. Yeah, we would love you to, you know, call back and give us a review of how we did with our shout out, what we can improve on. Take a quick, like, 5 minute survey.
Yeah.
On, you know, like, how your listening experience has been.
For anyone else out there, you can find us on Yelp.
Yeah,
under Lisa's Pizzeria.
Yeah.
And then just leave your review there. Let us know how we're doing. If we swore by accident, because we're not supposed to, but we haven't yet.
We haven't yet.
Sometimes we don't. Yeah. Never.
I'm actually really glad that I changed my name from Slice of Cheese, because that whole Lisa's thing might have been very confusing.
Take DJ a lot of- Slice of Cheese, sponsored by Lisa's.
I don't know why they're calling me cold.
Yeah, so this is going pretty well so far.
Pretty good.
I think we're doing
well.
Pretty
good radio show.
You guys better be happy with this, speaking of our performance.
You know, beggars can't be choosers.
If you have a problem, blame the program director for putting us at such an opportune time.
Yeah.
No, don't. He's a really nice guy, actually.
Yeah, don't blame
him. She? Ooh. I'll get back to you on that. In other news, here's a new song by Wolfpack. Have you heard this?
I haven't, actually.
Oh, here we go. I win.
Thank you.
was Nervous by Cool Dad.
Cool Dad, yeah.
Speaking of nervous, I'm really nervous right now.
Really?
Yeah, we're on the radio, man. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people listening. This is terrifying. If you have any words of wisdom.
Yeah, call in.
We lost 3 listeners in the past 15 minutes. Well, what are you people doing on your phones?
Oh, no. Well, the few, the proud, thank you for sticking with us.
Kaylee.
Yeah, Kaylee. If you're out there, here's another shout out. Why not? Toss it your way.
That's your third.
Yeah, that's your third. And that's enough. that's as many as we'll go up to. So I guess if you're ready, we have a quick public service announcement.
I'm not entirely sure I'm ready, but we're going to go with it.
We can try it, yeah. From none other than Mr. Darius Rucker.
Okay, that didn't work. First try. CD player is not on my mix board, you know?
You know, sometimes...
And my computer doesn't have a disk drive. Because
it's 2017.
It's the future. Why are we still running Hootie and the Blowfish PSAs on CDs? That's ridiculous. I guess that I'll figure this out while we play a song instead of trying to do it on air.
Yeah.
You listened to our boy Big Baby Dram's Tiny Desk Concert?
I have. I'm a huge fan of it.
It's hot. For all of you guys who are cool with a little explicit songs, because I know if you're listening to the radio, you don't want explicit songs. So we're going
to
play the clean song.
That's why you come to the radio.
Hopefully it's clean. I mean, the song itself is clean. I'll try to cut out as soon as he starts mouthing off afterwards. No, I don't know. We'll see. But he's kind of a loose cannon.
He is.
But he's got a great voice. This is Drom, I think he pronounces it.
Yeah, Drom.
Drom.
Does real music.
$$ music.
Yeah. So here's some real.
Yeah, this is special.
Thank you very much. Now leading into this song, shout out to my brother Chano.
Shout out to Chance, 3 Grammy Awards.
Put this song on his album. Yeah, I would like to call it an album. Yeah, the coloring book. And it's kind of sweet the way it happened. Feels good to be able to, you know, put a little bit of a motivational message out there in the world where there's a lot of fucked up shit going on, you know, if we're gonna be frank.
We apologize.
But it's just a little message, just a little whisper in the ear. Get you through your day. It goes like this. You are very special. You're special to everyone. Is this I know is true. When I look at you, you are, you're very special. And you're special too. I know is true when I
Hello, you're on air.
Hello.
I called in earlier and you gave a great shout out. I just want to say thank you. I think it was really appreciated on all sides.
Cool. Is there anything you think we could improve upon?
Honestly, no. That was great, and we liked the horns going there. That was.
Oh, so no, wow.
Oh, you did like the horns.
Yeah. See, I told you.
That was a nice twist.
That was a spur of the moment decision on our end.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
well,
thank you.
Love you. Goodbye. I guess back to Sir Calder.
So also I think that our caller in this hour deserves a shout out because he was really nice just now. We really appreciate anyone who calls in and gives us compliments, so feel free to do so. 855-915-WMFO. Hey Siri, call 855-915-9636. Thank you.
Yeah.
So this is WMFO in Medford. As most of you guys know, we are a commercial-free radio station, which I appreciate a lot because we don't have to play commercials because they suck your soul out of your eyeballs, which is a bummer.
Yeah, that was gonna be the PSA we read.
But as a result, instead of commercials, we read public service announcements.
Yeah, so we tried to play a CD of Sir Darius Rucker. I think he's a knight.
He's
been knighted.
Canonized.
Yeah, that's canon. That counts. So Darius Rucker, singer of Hootie and the Blowfish, as well as of his own eponymous fame, who's gonna do a PSA for you, but we can't get the CD player to work.
Yeah, so, it's not on the soundboard, and I'm not entirely sure how to fix it.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna read one for you.
Do your best Darius Rucker impression.
I just want everyone to think about Darius Rucker. Don't necessarily. I'm not gonna try to do an impression of him, but I just like picture in your mind him, you know, saying this to you. I certainly am gonna picture Darius Rucker while I'm reading it. So yeah, everyone just.
Can you just describe to us what Darius Rucker looks like so that people
bald,
can have a bald?
He has a goatee. Yeah.
You think he's the most famous guy named Darius?
In my
did he do it? Did he sing Wagon Wheel?
He probably did a cover of Wagon
Wheel. Wow, I'm just looking on his YouTube page and he's got Wagon Wheel. Well, 90 million views.
I only want to be with you. That one. That's his like big thing.
He's got some solo stuff too.
Yeah. Well, food's not bombs. PSA.
Can you do the whole PSA and the I only want to be with you? No. Do whatever you want. Sorry.
Food's Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food's Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for the local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. A public service message from Food Not Bombs, WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, and unofficially, Darius Rucker. I only want to be with food.
So... you guys are all listening to WMFO right now, which means that you've probably listened to WMFO before. And if you listen to at least 5 minutes of this radio station, you've definitely heard the new Mac DeMarco song.
Yeah, probably.
Pretty sure every DJ in this place has played it. I played it last week.
Every Tom, Dick, and
then the
Harry
guy after me played the other new Mac DeMarco. I played This Old Dog, and then the guy after me played This Old Man. Is that what it's called?
My Old Man.
And all this new Mac DeMarco hip little music has really done a number on me to make me appreciate old Mac DeMarco.
Some really old Mac DeMarco?
No, some Salad Days.
Salad Days, nice.
Yeah, I'm going to play a song off Salad Days called Chamber of Reflection.
Ooh.
Thank you. faithless prophets. Cause since I've been found, I've been living a life in cage, withering down to the champagne quicksand. Wrestling down, I've been dragging around for ages.
So that was Chamber of Reflection by Mac DeMarco off of Salad Days.
Mm-hmm.
Good song that I think I overlooked until these new songs came out. And I started listening to some older Mac DeMarco because honestly, I like Salad Days and Two the best.
I like Salad Days and Two a lot too. I'm also like, you know, also people who have heard this show before know that I'm a huge fan of Makeout Videos.
Yeah. Vintage.
Oddly enough, did you know that that song, Chamber of Reflection, is in almost an entire cover?
No way.
Completely copy by Shigeo Sakito. The song is called The Word 2. The Word 2. So
I don't think it's on Spotify, though.
Check it out on YouTube, John.
Okay. If it's not on Spotify, though, is it really copyright?
Yeah. What? It's from, what's from the, like,
the Word 2.
What's
this
from?
Who's it by? Shigeko Sikito? All right, let's just listen to this and see. Yeah, is it clean?
Yeah, well, yeah. It's in Japanese, so I feel like, they would never know. Unless the FCC is...
They would never know.
Unless the FCC is, like, scanning in Japanese. Actually, they probably are, but.
Whoa.
Stuff.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, so that song is called The Word 2. with the two being Roman numerals by Shigeo Sakito.
Hatina Chawan posted it on YouTube, so you can look her up too. She has, I assume it's a girl, maybe it's a guy, or maybe non-binary, posted a bunch of, oh, here's a Japanese Say It Ain't So cover. Wait for it.
Wow, this is...
That's cool.
See, that's kind of...
So she's got that on her YouTube channel as well.
Yeah, so if either of those songs pleased you, I would look up.
Yeah, there's some other stuff on there. It's mostly music videos.
Yeah. What do we have next on this young Q?
Oh, well, first I want to talk about that song I just played by Gallant called Bourbon.
Oh, yeah.
I played the version off the album because... But the Tiny Desk concert version is just like so much better. Because, yeah, so Gallant has the voice of
an angel.
Three angels, each with a different range.
That's true.
And so obviously he put together like the most phenomenal Tiny Desk concert. And when he played Bourbon, he had Saba, Chicago rapper, who I think had an interview on WMFO last semester. He had him come and rap a verse, and the song is clean, but the rap is explicit. I know because I played it last week on our radio show, and there was a swear in it, and so I felt bad. I don't admit to playing the swear. I didn't, but there was a swear in the song, and I played it.
So there. Case closed.
Yeah, I plead the fifth. Next up is a song off Homeshake's new album. What do you think of this album?
I really liked In the Shower. I really liked Midnight Snack.
Right. I loved Midnight Snack.
But I definitely, like, as much as I liked Midnight Snack through and through, like I like the whole record, but I definitely have grown more fond of, like, the, like, full instrumentation stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I definitely, like... I think I like it when he has, like, a full drum and, like, guitar setup. I like the synth stuff, too, but...
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Pitchfork didn't give this album a great review. Did you read it?
No.
They were talking about how it's, like, too slow and, like, fades kind of into background music at sometimes. But I think that means that you're just, like...
You're not engaging in it.
Yeah, you're not listening hard enough, Pitchfork. You even listen to the music that you review?
Yeah.
Yes.
How's this for downbeat? Which song are we going to play?
Every Single Thing.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And afterwards is Chameleon World by Jerry Paper.
Oh, another great, another Mac, there's two Mac DeMarco affiliated.
Really? Musicians. How is Jerry Paper affiliated?
I feel like they're just like kind of like.
they're just friends.
They're like affiliated in like the most like direct sense of like, just like they're affiliated as New York musicians.
Okay.
Maybe they live together at some point. I don't know.
Who hasn't lived with Mac DeMarco though? You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
I know I haven't.
Listen to the end of another one and you can go visit him. He says his address.
For a cup of coffee.
Yeah, honestly, I bet he's sick of that by now, though. It was probably cool for like the first month after the album came out, but.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's the song.
Are you even paying attention to me right now? Seems to come so natural.
That was Chameleon World. Ooh, I misspelled that on Spinatron. So for all of you guys listening on your phones,
yeah,
do not type it in the way that it
don't
is spelled.
Don't you dare type it in that way.
Spell it like the normal way that chameleon is spelled instead of Chameleon.
Yeah. We can't be accountable for any Google searches of the misspelled name.
Yeah, so we're wrapping up things here relatively soon at WMFO in Medford.
Yeah, 91.5.
This has been a fun hour and 25 minutes since we showed up for our 2-hour show. So I have this recurring issue in my life where I have an opportunity to see a really cool band, often one that comes to Tufts, and I don't go for whatever reason. And then like a week later, I'm like, maybe I should listen to that band that everyone was talking about. I heard they were good. And then they're so good. And I like totally regret. It happened with Level Up. It happened with, who played with Level Up? Porches? I missed Porches too. I missed Power Bottom. I missed Wunderbar. I skipped Mitski. And Mitski's the one I want to talk about.
And Pyle.
And Pyle.
That was an insane set.
And I've skipped almost every Bad and Blue show. And they were really good. And now they're gone. So that's gone forever.
Yeah. You can see Crumb. Most of them are in Crumb.
Yeah. And I can see... what's that?
American Symphony
Hip.
Soul.
No. Like new version of Bad and Blue. Julia Okun's band.
Oh, Smoking Babies.
Smoking Babies. They're good.
Smoking Babies.
I'll see them. I won't miss them.
Disco Dog.
I won't miss this year's spring thing. I will be here. But Mitski, I missed, right?
Yeah.
Did the thing, listened to her, so good. And then I was in Scotland, and my friend Molly is like, hey, like, Mitski is playing in Glasgow tonight, £7. For those of you who are not from America.
How many is that?
That's under $10.
Okay.
$10 to see Mitski.
I haven't checked.
And I didn't go. I didn't go. I was tired.
You didn't
go? No.
What's
and so,
wrong with you?
Fast forward, about a month ago, Mitski's on the Boston Calling lineup. So, I bought a $230 Mitski ticket. No, there's actually, it's a sweet lineup. Bunch of cool bands. But
Also Vundabar will be there.
Also Vundabar. Other bands that we've played today. Mac DeMarco is going to be there. Prince won't be there. Actually, none of the other artists that we played will be there.
Yeah, Prince is not going to be there.
No. But here's First Love / Late Spring by Mitski. One of my top two favorite songs by her. Give her a listen.
That was most of
First Love / Late Spring by Mitski, which is a great tune. Would recommend all of her music.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our show.
Yeah, it's pretty much our show. I've been DJ Time Cop.
Is that your name? I'm DJ Alex Trebek. Stay tuned in 2 weeks for hopefully Mark Ruffalo. I don't really like getting up at 8 a.m. So. We'll see if we have
to
fill in for him next week.
Hopefully Mr. Ruffalo shows up.
Next week is Joanne Kesey.
Is it the lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
No, it's the host of Celtic Dawn / Between the Worlds. Some Irish Catholic music, I think. So if you're tuning in for our show next week, make sure